you.
Oh, man.
Shut
man,
up.
Man, you're way off.
Shut up. Shut up.
Free ball.
See, I knew. I knew you were stuck in between two walls.
It got me,
free
man.
Balling is happening, but so is the na-na-na-na-na-na's.
Goddamn Mellencamp.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 63 degrees right now. It is going to get up to 80. Cloudy. Some evening showers, it looks like, depending on where you are. Possibly nothing too bad, but the rains will be coming tomorrow and Thursday. And enjoy the 80-degree weather now, because we're about to hit a blast furnace.
Yeah, next week.
Starting Saturday.
Oh.
You ready for these highs?
Yeah.
84.
All right.
89 Sunday, 93 Monday,
93,
94 Tuesday.
No.
Yes. And damn. 92 Wednesday. This sucks so much, you know what.
Gonna be like Phoenix.
Sucks. No, because Phoenix is a dry heat.
Yeah, that's true.
The dry heat's not bad. Yeah. You know, when you travel, you find that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And Rochester, we have our share of things that bring in tourists.
Yeah.
You know, normally it's regional tourism, right? But there is a couple from outside our region that was touring Rochester yesterday.
Oh, really?
I'd like to introduce you to Judy and Mike McNamara.
Where are they from?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm going to take it back. Southeastern Virginia, according to the story on 13 Wham. And they've been traveling the country. If I had to ask you, Tommy, what a retired couple traveled to Rochester to see on tourism, what would you guess they went to see?
I guess some old crap that we have here.
Some
like
old
a,
crap.
Like a bridge.
Oh, I thought you meant they knocked at your door and wanted to talk to you.
Maybe.
The bridge of radio to nowhere. It's out. Kimmy sent me this story, so I can't ask her.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a bridge.
Okay, it was not a bridge.
Okay.
It was not a bridge. Judy and Mike McNamara visited Rochester yesterday, and they will be here again today because they are on a journey to visit all 681 Texas Roadhouse locations in America.
No. Henry That's does. What they're doing?
Doesn't make sense to me.
Why?
I get like if you wanted.
Sucks.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say like if you wanted to tour every city and find like the best blank in that city,
okay.
or the best type of food. If you're looking for a type of food, you want to find it in each city. But like you're going to a chain where the menu's going to be the same.
Same food.
The building's going to be the same
every time you go. I don't get what you're looking for. I guess.
No, I mean Tommy
cholesterol.
Tommy, you're right. The food is the same, which is crazy. Yeah. Tommy, the building doesn't even change.
No,
right.
Like you walk inside, it's the same decor, same setup.
What differences are you trying to spot? Are you trying to look for differences? Are you just wanting to check off every location? I just don't get it. I don't get what the satisfaction is.
And is it going to hit every one?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm
That's
guessing some say. Cities have multiple.
Yeah.
Like we do. So yesterday, they went to the one in Henrietta.
Yeah.
Today, they're going to the Texas Roadhouse in Greece.
Well, get out of town.
So confused.
Well, they did. They had to go from Henrietta to Greece.
Yeah. But like, if let's say you went to a major city like, I don't know, Columbus.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they had like four or five, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got a week-long Columbus.
So you just do like circle Columbus for a week?
They call it the Roadhouse Belt.
And then it's off to Dayton.
So
I just feel like you're traveling and you're missing out. Like,
yes.
Find something else.
No, Kimmy. They
like I get the wanting to travel. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Doing a whole like
open
tour
road.
Of something or trying to see everything in every city. But I don't get the ambiance, the food. I don't get it.
Well, like, it gets more sad. It gets more sad.
Mo sad.
So there are 681 Texas Roadhouse locations across America, and Judy and Mike made their 550th stop, 551st in Henrietta yesterday.
Okay.
So they're almost there.
Damn.
They began their mission.
Yeah, the Odyssey.
How fast did they do this?
In 2017.
Oh, okay.
So they've been touring the country, now minus COVID for a year probably, okay, for
many years. Many years, many stakes.
This is an 8-year journey of trying to go to every Texas Roadhouse in America.
Eating meat.
And it gets worse. So I'm looking. 13 Wham did a story on this yesterday, which makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be a news elitist, but they sent a camera crew down.
To talk to them?
To the Texas Roadhouse.
What do you think they have to say?
Like steak.
And the biscuits is good.
So Mike, the husband here, is wearing a Texas Roadhouse hat.
Jesus, I hope so.
The back of it is an American flag. The front has got the Texas Roadhouse logo.
Yeah.
His wife, Judy, it seems, she's wearing a white hat, and it's got a bunch of signatures on it.
Oh.
And I don't know this for sure, but I would assume that she has each waiter or waitress autograph her hat.
Oh, okay.
What I'm guessing.
Man, that's got to be worth tens.
Happen. Okay, so the folks in Henrietta also went out of their way to welcome them.
Oh.
They wrote on the floor in chalk, "Welcome to Henrietta, Judy and Mike, visit number 511. They reserved a table for them with decorations. Okay. Looks like the manager of the Texas Roadhouse came out because you could see Mike having a discussion with the manager of the Texas Roadhouse, which was probably a treat for him. It also looks like either this woman, Judy,
yeah,
makes her own Texas Roadhouse jewelry that she left behind.
Oh.
Or somebody gifted them Texas Roadhouse-themed earrings.
Oh, all right.
Everything about this story makes me sad.
Yeah, this is my retirement sucks.
Why? What are you doing?
But no, but you could do. You could be doing something cool. Like, I am on a mission to find the best pizza.
Sure,
in
yes.
every city.
Okay. Yes,
I am on a mission to find the best. I don't know,
yeah.
like local restaurant and everything. I mean, you could do this in a more fun, satisfying way.
I'm with you 100%. I
would think you'd get sick of the food. I mean, anything you eat 600 times, I would think you'd get sick of.
It's the most. They're not from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like the most Midwest story I've ever heard.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I love Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, sure you do.
I could go to yeah.
I guess they could give you a really honest review of your Texas Roadhouse.
Do you want that, though?
Do
you want this retired couple to give you an honest review? They don't work for Texas Roadhouse.
No, but they've been all of them.
How did you not finagle a job with Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah,
how are you not in their commercials?
Oh, my God. Cole, you don't want these people. Like, I mean, like I told you.
Yeah.
Look at the guy. Also,
like any, I can't think of a chain or really any restaurant that I love that much that I'd be willing to eat there multiple times a day.
Now, we did find, they don't eat multiple times a day. It looks like they do one Roadhouse trip a day because they are staying another day to go to the Roadhouse in Greece. So if you're out in the Texas Roadhouse in Greece, say hi to
celebs are in town, man.
Judy and Mike Forrest. Again, 252 WCMF. Judy and Mike McNamara. They're a retired couple from southeastern Virginia. They were in Henrietta yesterday. They're 511th. Texas Roadhouse trip. They're on a mission to visit all 681 Texas Roadhouses in America. There's a picture, or in the shot, you know, with 13 Wham last night.
Yeah.
There's a waitress, you know, cute, looks like she's in her
30s. Mm-hmm.
Would them showing up in the middle of the day, because it looks like they might have been the first customers, is that an exciting thing for that waitress, or is that miserable for that
waitress? It has to be miserable.
Okay, I knew you were going to say
but they
miserable.
Are like number one fans of your restaurant.
But you're a waitress. You're busting your ass. You don't really care. You know what I mean?
You couldn't care. You couldn't even force yourself
you
to care.
You couldn't care.
You could not care.
And here's the thing. Especially if they come in and they're kind of like, hey, we're here. You know what I mean?
Like
hello.
Texas Roadhouse royalty.
Yes. Yeah, so if they're a little arrogant, you know, if they think, you know, we got something going on over here.
Well, they are the most important customers in Texas Roadhouse.
So if they don't have any humility, that would suck.
You need
the humble,
Texas Roadhouse super fans.
Enthusiasts.
Okay.
Are there other people doing this and we don't know?
They don't do it for long.
Every chain?
You don't go long doing this.
I mean, I'm sure, Kimmy, there's other people that have done this. I've seen stories like this in the past, right? No, but to your point.
Yeah.
So they've had 511 of the 681 Texas Roadhouses, and they've been doing this since 2017. And they're not old.
But they got to be my age.
Yeah, they're not young. They might be a little bit older. You're reading, like, I'm going to read you a quote from the story.
Yeah.
The couple was asked what their favorite meals were.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's their go-to?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Their favorite meals are the sirloin, chicken critters, herb chicken, pulled pork chops, and ribs. Which is way more than one. You just named half the menu.
Yeah.
You just named half of the Texas Roadhouse menu. But if you're eating that every day of your life, and you're at 5'11 of 681, I would be concerned that you're not making it to 681.
Yeah, you're not. One of you ain't.
But see, that's the other problem. Here's my question, right? Because they started this journey together, and I obviously want this couple to live a long, happy life together. They look happy. I mean, why would they not be? They're eating Texas Roadhouse every day in different cities. They're like Metallica if Metallica didn't play music and only went to Texas Roadhouse. If, God forbid, one of them doesn't make it along the way,
sure.
Do you continue the journey?
You have to in their honor.
I don't think so. I think the memories would be too hard.
I think you've got to push through it.
You're going to eat alone in a Texas Roadhouse in every city in America.
I think you got to push through. Just because, like, what did we do this for?
No, I think you should be asking that question now. I think that's a fair right now question.
I would hope one of them would continue on.
Why? Because you just want to laugh at
yes,
them.
Yes, I do.
Oh, they would continue because you got to. It's almost like doing it in the other person's memory, right? Like they would want me to go on and finish.
Sure. So, do you do a Texas Roadhouse kind of like funeral?
Oh, are you talking about a 21 roll salute? Pull. But you would also have to like do something to honor them across the table.
Yes.
Right? Like put up their picture.
Well,
every
yeah, you
time.
Put the, every time you sit down, you got to put their picture up.
Could you imagine sitting down for lunch at
no,
a Texas Roadhouse?
I would laugh my ass off. If I walked in and somebody was sitting with a picture of somebody.
So that's why you can't keep doing it.
You got to do it,
no,
man.
No, don't do it.
Maybe they'll light a little candle.
But luckily, we're not going to have to worry about that because they're going to make it. They're going to get to all 681.
Well, I do. If you're Texas Roadhouse, like you're going to do something to honor this couple, right?
You have. Okay.
No,
so,
I mean like
when they
are going to put
the
like their picture up in every Texas Roadhouse or something.
What do you
like,
do? Give them a gift card?
I mean, that's those
after
are like,
681
those are,
visits.
Yes, those are like the most loyal customers you'll ever have.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
By the way, they also like they gave them gifts. They had there was like a Rochester Monopoly waiting for them when they got there.
Oh.
Cute.
Okay.
Very nice. They must have a ton of this
that's
stuff.
That's what I mean. Like, just think of the crap that's in the back of their whatever pickup truck he's got that's jacked up.
I also want to know what they spend. Like, what this costs them to go out to eat every day, and you're traveling on top of that. And you're paying it all out of pocket.
All right, here's my question. Again, talking about Judy and Mike McNamara. They were in Henrietta yesterday. They're trying to visit all 681 Texas Roadhouse locations in America. They have visited 511. They will be in Greece for 512 today. Are they paying for hotels, or are they staying with people they know?
You couldn't do it constantly.
Yeah,
how
I
do
mean,
you know?
You the, would, and where? Yeah, maybe occasionally.
Maybe
like
where
every
it works.
Single city.
How do you know? I mean, there are some people that are just very friendly people. They know someone in every region
maybe.
In America.
Did you see their car?
I did not see their car.
They may have a camper.
Ooh,
oh,
that's
no.
A
good call.
Don't have a camper.
That's a good call.
No.
I bet you they got a camper.
You're right.
No, you're
I bet
not.
You they do.
Tell me you're not camping in the parking lot of the Texas Roadhouse.
Why not?
Cross country road tripping, you got a camper.
Bro, you walk, you wake up, you walk right to your meal.
Okay.
Right there.
You ask me why not? I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you.
Right? Why not?
Here's why not. Because you're camping in the parking lot of a Texas Roadhouse.
What's the difference?
Right next to the Ollie's Bargain Outlet.
Yeah, I bet you they got a camper.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, man. If it's a tow behind, does that make it worse?
It's definitely a tow behind. Because those motorhomes are like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, unless these people got mad bank.
Well, bro, they are eating at Texas Roadhouse every single day in cities across America. You're right. It's got to be a camper.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
What?
All right, let's say, because the camper's probably right, but let's say there are people out there that are just trying to stay with as many people as they can.
Yeah,
in Texas.
That would be my parents.
Okay, so let's say,
let's
go with your brother because your parents have passed away.
Right.
Your brother is going to do this. He wants to come up and stay with you.
Yeah.
So we can cross off Texas Roadhouse number 511 and 512.
Yeah.
Would you hesitate to accept him?
No, I'd have to accept him.
And he's going to talk about all of his Texas Roadhouse journeys.
That would at least be a pleasant change to what he talks about now.
By the way.
Powerlifting and his urinary trek.
He wants to thank you for letting him stay.
Yeah, how's he going to thank me?
Well, after he leaves, on his pillow, folded up, a Texas Roadhouse polo shirt.
Nice.
And your wife wants you to wear it to work and take a picture so you can see how appreciative, he can see how appreciative you are.
I have to wear it to work?
You got to wear it to work. And it smells like rolls. It's cinnamon butter.
Tommy Rolls?
Which I'm going to be sniffing you all day, brother. All right, so if you want to meet a couple celebrities, Judy and Mike will be at the Texas Roadhouse in Greece.
You could probably have your picture taken with them, get an autograph.
Maybe you could sign Judy's hat.
Oh.
No,
she would sign your hat.
No, she has a hat.
Yeah but it's all, but like you said.
That's not for you.
That's all.
It's not a you hat.
It's either got to be all the managers or the waitresses.
Yeah. Could be the managers, maybe.
I am so scared to get old.
Oh, it sucks.
So scared.
Like retirement looks like it just sucks.
Luckily, you didn't save enough money, so you'll never have to worry.
Yeah, I'm good.
He doesn't have camper money.
No, I kind of have camper funds.
We had to see this coming. In fact, the fact that it's taken this long is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Because when you have five stores that sell the exact same thing.
Pretty much.
One of them is going to survive.
And they all sound the same.
They have the same name.
Kind
of,
yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Brought to you Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF Home Goods Furniture Chain Store at Home.
At Home.
At Home has filed for bankruptcy.
What?
There are two at-home locations in the greater Rochester area. Mm-hmm. There is one in Henrietta in the former Tops there on Jefferson Road. There is another one in Greece. And the at-home, just for everyone playing along at home,
yeah,
they are the giant warehouses that have everything from furniture to outdoor stuff to art to decor to things that like help fix up your house.
Mm-hmm.
At home, this company, which, by the way, says they're not closing any locations. They're just filing for bankruptcy to recalibrate.
Yeah.
Okay. At home is not to be confused with HomeSense, which has multiple locations as well in the greater Rochester area. Those two, At Home and HomeSense, are also not to be confused with HomeGoods, which also has multiple locations in the greater Rochester area.
What about Homeboys with a Z?
Homeboys also filing for bankruptcy.
What about Homies?
That's the same as Homeboys.
That's the same company?
It's a short.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So you never like to see a place struggling financially because it means folks who lose their jobs, and that's very bad. We don't want to see anyone lose their jobs. But all three of these stores, At Home, HomeSense, and HomeGoods, they are the exact same store.
Yes, they are.
They're the same store.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into any of these stores, and you would have no idea which store you're in because they're the exact same store. And by the way, At Home, HomeSense, and HomeGoods doesn't even include TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Burlington Coat Factory.
That sell all that stuff.
They have giant sections of all the stuff that the home places sell. And those are just the discount versions because when you walk into Walmart and Target, they have massive areas that sell all of the same stuff that At Home, HomeSense, HomeGoods, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Burlington Coat Factory sell. What is keeping all of these places in business?
Because it's almost impossible.
It is not almost. It is impossible. Nobody needs seven warehouse stores with multiple locations in every community to sell you the exact same stuff.
Yeah. Like, does everybody need a big-ass clock? Because they always had those big-ass clocks in there.
Yeah.
Like, where do you hang that?
On the wall.
But, like, what wall do you have that could support it?
You hang the big-ass clock next to your big wood carving that has live, laugh, love carved into it. That's where you put the big-ass clock. Also available at HomeSense, HomeGoods, Homerama, all these places. And like, here's the thing. You bring it up, man. You're talking about the big-ass clock.
Mm.
Everything in all of these stores is junk.
Mm.
It's all junk.
It'll end up in a garage sale somewhere.
Well, you can buy...
Once you do your redecorating.
Yes.
But you can buy art that are places you'll never go to.
And it's always like, it's like the Eiffel Tower, but it's got like some neon things coming
got
off
it. Got some gems on it.
Like, it's just cheesy enough for you to be like, I don't want that.
Yeah, so, it's just tacky enough.
Thank you. Like, where am I supposed to put five paintings of larger dogs cuddling with smaller dogs? Right? And it's not even like you can argue these places are in business because folks are furnishing homes they're moving into because right now you can't even buy a house in the greater Rochester area.
And if That's you a do, great point.
If you do buy a house, you got to spend so much money on the house. I don't know how much money you have left over to buy the useless crap like giant clocks, live, laugh, love, or dogs cuddling with smaller dogs to put on the wall. None of this makes sense.
Well, that's why they're going out of business.
One of them is, but all the rest of them are still going.
Yeah.
Well, there's just so many. And it's also stuff that you can find at Walmart, Target, Amazon.
Yeah. Yes, Amazon, thank you.
It's not like they're so unique, I mean, that you can't go to other discount places and find it for just as cheap.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I feel like there's something more happening here that we're not seeing.
Like what?
Is this like an embezzling scheme?
Oh, you think like they're like, it's like covering up something else?
Well, you know how there's that theory that, you know, there's always four mattress stores in the same corner.
Oh, yeah.
On the same four corners there right now. And no one's ever in the mattress store. And somebody went online and, like, spelled out this long conspiracy theory about how all mattress stores are, like, embezzling money. Yeah, fronts.
Okay. Right, it could be that.
That would be the only way to explain how all of these businesses are staying in. Like, inside the mattresses, there's, like, kilos of cocaine that we don't know about.
So it's the cartels keeping these things all going.
Is it possible that all of these home places are
At least they're helping the economy.
Well, not the good economy. The cocaine economy.
Hey, built Miami.
All right, so these stores are aimed at women.
Oh, yeah.
Right, as we talk about At Home filing for bankruptcy. They're not closing, thank God, because you don't want to lose one of your seven places, At Home, HomeSense, HomeGoods, TJ Maxx, Burlington Coat Factory. Do guys have stores like this?
An equivalent?
It would be Home Depot and Lowe's.
Okay, because like that's the only thing where you can think of the same store replicated.
And like that Harbor Freight or something like that.
Okay, so but like Harbor Freight is like the discount version of Lowe's.
Yeah, it's all tools. Yeah.
But like I'm going in there to like save money. Mm-hmm. So okay, we'll go with Lowe's. That's where your mom works. Lowe's and Home Depot. Those are the same store replicated.
Yeah.
Outside of that, can you think of another type of store that is exactly the same aimed at men?
Have you ever been to a Tractor Supply?
I have.
I feel like that's kind of more, because that has stuff beyond like tools, you know? Like there's like an aisle for like dog stuff. There's
well,
an
like
aisle for like camping stuff.
Okay, so, but that's what, okay, but Country Max is local. Tractor Supply
right.
is national.
Right.
So there isn't really an equivalent to Tractor Supply on a national level, is there?
Not that we know of.
Right? It's more country than Home Depot. Yeah. Like I'm getting more stuff there. Like there's nothing that's similar to Best Buy.
No.
There is nothing that is similar to Dick's. Why do women of the world have four of the same exact store to go to? And not only that, they're all near each other.
Yeah. But women like to, like, shop.
Yeah.
Like, guys are in and out, right?
Okay.
Grab the stuff, get out.
Yeah.
Where women want to meander.
Oh.
And these are meandering stores because you can meander forever. Like, do you need luggage? We got luggage. We got all kinds of luggage. Short trip, long trip luggage.
So what your theory is they want to go to multiple
stores.
They
want to wander.
Okay. Hmm. You know what that's called?
What?
The mall. And the mall hasn't been, like, malls aren't doing great recently. So, like, why is the mall not doing well?
Yeah.
But you're going to drive up and down Jefferson Road to go to the five stores that say Home on the front of them?
Because I know if my wife is going to Marshall, she's going to hit all the three that are right in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
She's going to do it every time.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And if she's in Henrietta, she's going to do the same thing.
You got the trifecta right there in the Pittsburgh Colony Plaza.
Yeah.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, KDJ wrote us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Runnings is similar to Tractor Supply. All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's a regional chain, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So, we got Tractor Supply, Runnings, and we'll throw Country Max in there. Great company. And then you have Home Depot and Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Yes.
That's all. There is not another duplicate man business.
Mm.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Explain it to me.
Explain what?
Explain why you need seven of the same store.
Well, I don't know because I don't... Are people loyal to their home store? Because, like, if you go to Home Sense or At Home, it's the same. I mean, there's not much difference between the
two. No, because my wife wants to go to all of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of thought, like, you made one stop at one of them. And
My wife will come home with stuff from all of them.
Mm.
And then she'll show me what she got.
And then
she goes, some of this is going back, she'll say.
Oh.
Because he wants to see it all.
Oh.
See if I like it. If not, I'm taking it back.
How do you remember which home store you bought it from?
I don't know.
I'm also surprised.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
They don't even realize it?
They don't care.
I'm also surprised, too, that there aren't some women that are, like, too snooty for some of these stores. Because, like, the art you're getting at, like, a Home Sense or At Home, it's like, commercial art.
Oh, you hear art snob over here?
No,
I had an art show
one
time.
I am the person that shops the cheap stuff. I'm saying, like, I know women that'll be like, I'm not buying that. That's crap. I want, like, the nice stuff, the good stuff.
Okay.
Like, I always kind of pictured a lot of those things for, like, your first apartment. If you're helping your kid decorate, like, their college dorm room, stuff like that.
But, Kimmy, you walk into these places, it's all older women.
Yeah.
And when I say older, like, 35, 40
But are they
up.
Buying it for themselves, or are they buying it for other people?
But my wife will go to a McKenzie Child Sale.
Okay, but that's nice stuff.
Right, but then she will also go to Marshall's.
Yeah, but Marshall's is a little different because that's discounted brand name stuff.
Well, no, sometimes they have their own stuff. Like, you can get Mackenzie Childs at the barn sale and then get Emily Wilds at the Marshall.
Oh, yeah, we got the Emily Wilds.
Yeah, you get the Emily Wilds. I mean, you know, you run the gamut.
You need it all, man.
And, like, none of this stuff, that's the other thing that blows my mind, because, like, these home stores have been around now for a pretty long time.
Oh, yeah.
At least a decade, most of them, right? At Home, Home Sense, Home Goods, Marshall's, TJ Maxx. This stuff doesn't last.
It's designed
not to last. It's very cheap.
Which is fine.
That's why I always kind of thought it was, like, I didn't think, like, people that were looking for more high-end items shop there.
And like, I get getting stuff to hang on your wall because, like, that's not going to get ruined. It just sits on your wall, right? But, like, my wife buys, like, chairs at these places.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, chairs for, like, the island in our kitchen. And every couple of years, like 2 or 3 years, we got to replace these chairs because I'll sit down and it'll just snap in half. And yeah, time to go to Home Goods.
A little wobbly.
Okay, fine. We'll go do it again. You know it's going to be garbage. What's the one next to the Marshalls in Pittsburgh? What's that one? Is that HomeSense?
It's a HomeSense.
HomeSense, okay. If you've ever been in there, they have an entire quarter of the store that is dedicated to stone statues you put in your front lawn.
Yes. But some of those things can't stay in your front lawn.
What do you mean?
Because they can't get wet.
Well, they can't go through winter because my wife bought two flower pots.
Okay.
For the yard. We put them out there. I go to move them in the spring. They completely disintegrate.
Oh.
They can't be outside. You have to bring them in the winter.
Oh.
Or they break down.
Okay.
We didn't know that.
Well, there's your tip of the day.
Yes.
Also, they have a whole aisle, both sides,
yeah,
of nothing but stone frogs in different positions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
It's all those little yard tchotchkes.
Okay, but I don't
gnomes, spheres.
Can somebody explain the sphere?
I don't get it.
What's the sphere about?
It's really when the light hits it, you does retina damage.
No, it's just like, you know what really classes long up? Yeah. A ball.
A sphere.
It's a ball.
Yes.
And then you got to buy the stone thing for the sphere.
Get a sit in it, yes.
Yeah. It's amazing that every generation, too, keeps shopping at these places. Because you would think, like, at some point, when you clean out your grandma's house,
yeah, or
you clean out your parents' house, you're like, I don't want any more of this crap, right? Like, you kind of change your sense of style to be a little bit more simple because you don't want all those
tchotchkes
everywhere. And I mean, maybe there are some people that have moved to that, but I still know people that'll load up on
like
that kind
age
of stuff. Yeah,
no, it is funny. Like, you know, you'll chuck out your grandmother's fondue set, get in the car, and grab a metal flamingo.
But like, does I don't know if your mom does this besides me. Does she push stuff on you?
My mom, our house got foreclosed on, so she didn't push.
So
would you like this nothing?
My wife likes she'll like something, and then she'll get it for my stepson.
Ah!
Didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
But you need this for your house. Because they were newly ways to start now, right? So she started pushing, like, you need this in your house. You need that in your house. And then she'll just send it to him.
Well, it's funny, too, you bring up that because they sell, like, homeware stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They got endless.
Like, they have 17 different tools that will cut an avocado differently.
Yeah.
Why? I don't need
and
them.
And we've got them all.
And they all break by the third avocado.
Yes.
Right? Now I got metal strands in my avocado.
So my wife for a while got on a cutting board kick.
Oh, you got a lot of cutting boards.
So she bought a high-end cutting board.
Ooh.
And it sits out on our counter all the time.
It's a display cutting board.
Can't use it.
No, it can't.
So we have a
scratch
cutting
it up
board
what
on top of it.
You put a cutting board on the cutting board.
It gets worse, my friend. So they're both wooden cutting boards.
Okay.
Right? So one day I cut some red onion on it, right?
Yeah.
She goes, smells. Don't do that. Which one? Both of them. Don't use them. So when I want to cut something that smells, I have to put a third cutting board. I'm not making this up. A third cutting board, which is one of those polyurethane, like it's that wood.
Okay.
Yeah. To cut on it. So when I'm cutting on that, I'm cutting on three cutting boards. That one gets washed, put away. The other two stay out.
So it's cutboardception.
So I have three cutting boards we use. One is just for looks.
I think you just explained how these places stay in
place. Yes.
Three cutting boards.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up with this.
Yeah.
Sarah writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. It's about knowing what to buy. There are things at those stores that are crap, like furniture. There are things that are good deals. Lamps and organization and rugs are significantly cheaper than Target and Walmart. But furniture and outdoor decorations are stupid and expensive.
And this is what women say in their heads all the time. Whatever they want in those stores is the good stuff, and the rest of it's crap. That's how they justify it in their heads.
Man.
Yeah.
Road rage is going to happen.
Oh, sure.
What's most important, Tommy? How you control it.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling to yourself in the car, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But what this woman allegedly did, a different story.
Oh.
However, the most surprising part of this very surprising story may not be the actual allegations, but how the victim of the situation reacted. Because it seems like this was almost an incident that none of us ever heard about.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, it's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story went down in Victor about a week ago.
What happened?
But we are just hearing about it today. Authorities say a 23-year-old woman got into a minor road rage encounter with another woman.
A minor rage.
It says minor road rage encounter.
Okay.
That's how it started. We don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
But the allegations tell us what may have happened next, because it seems it went from minor to major when authorities say this 23-year-old woman hit the other woman with her car.
So they rammed her, I guess?
Not like her car, like hit her body with the car.
Oh.
Hit her with the car.
God damn, girl. Jesus, of this poor woman.
Yeah, and if that wasn't bad enough.
Wait, there's more?
Authorities say the 23-year-old took off after striking the victim with her vehicle. How much road rage do you have?
That's a lot. So that means the other woman got out of the car.
It sounded like it was a crosswalk.
So
or
I didn't
something.
See those details.
Okay.
Could be.
The way I read it, it seemed like she was walking near the road for some reason, which I guess I assumed it was like an area where people cross the street.
So bumped her, hit her.
It says hit her with the car.
And then took off.
Yes.
Right.
So like when we talk about road rage here, like there are levels of rage, right? Like gesturing towards someone, that's a ballsy move.
Yeah.
And it goes from there to like yelling stuff out the window, following them, getting out of the car. All of that is insane. You should never do that.
Yeah.
But to decide your best course of action was to hit this person with my car.
Yeah.
And you have the upper hand. You have the car. So
yeah.
It's not like you can say necessarily, I mean, I guess I don't know what happened, but you can't really say you felt threatened.
No.
Yes.
Unless that person has a gun, which the story does not say that.
Unless something happened where she threatened you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like to Kimmy's point, when you play rock, car, pedestrian.
Yes.
All right. So far, this story is nuts, right?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't even gotten to the craziest part of this story.
What's left?
It says the victim of the road rage incident later sought medical treatment for the physical injuries from the accident. So that means, potentially, one, they walked away from this.
After being hit by the car.
Which is, I mean, I guess that's possible. We've seen that happen before.
Grazed.
But more shocking, were they not going to call the cops?
Yeah. So
maybe it could be one of those things where your adrenaline was going. You didn't really realize you may have been a little bit hurt, you know?
No, but let's say you're not.
Once that wears off, you're like, okay, yep, there's pretty decent injury here.
I get the injury part of it. I get that, right? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that person's okay, by the way. So But, like, forget the fact that I was injured or not injured. I would think most people, even if you hit me with your car and don't injure me, I'm still calling the cops.
Oh, yeah.
You hit me with your car.
What if they just bumped you a little bit?
I'm still calling the cops. Like, you meant to bump me?
Like, let's say you're standing in an area where they started to go and you happen to get bumped.
Like a little nudge from the car?
A little nudge.
Okay, but was it an accident or did they do it on purpose?
I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm calling the cops.
You're going to tell me, Kimmy, there is a situation where someone in a road rage incident could hit you with their car.
See, I would call the cops more out of, like, I'm pissed at this person.
Yes!
More than, like, I'm hurt by the bump.
Nah, if you use the car in any kind of direction at me, I shouldn't say that because I did sleep with that girl.
Yes, you did!
But that wasn't road rage.
No,
well,
what
it kind of was.
It was more, well, it started out of the car when we were just hanging out.
We do have to catch everybody up because we are picking up new listeners every day.
We are?
No. So when Tommy was engaged to his fiance in Kentucky back in the early 90s.
Yeah. I was working at a club in Tampa and I was that? Oh, and I was sleeping with a girl down there.
And what was her name?
Her name was given, but my buddy used to call her Troutmouth.
Troutmouth.
Because she also had a bald spot on her head.
Spot on the back of her head.
So we were hanging out.
But you also referred to her as Troutmouth.
Oh, yeah, we all did.
While you were cheating on your fiance
in Kentucky.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And she found out that she didn't know I had a fiance.
So Troutmouth thought she was the only woman.
Yes.
A trophy, if you will.
Yes. So she got in her car and took off, MF'ing me, and she left. And all of a sudden, I hear her turn around, and she's coming back. So I thought she was just going to come back and yell at me some more. She aimed the car at me. She was coming at me with the car. I jumped up. I didn't know I had 3 foot of vertical in me, but I got on top of a picnic table, and she just missed that table, and then locked up the wheels and came out of the car. Wouldn't fight me.
Sure. And you didn't call the cops.
No.
And then what happened after that?
I ended up sleeping with her that night.
Okay.
Just to cool her down.
Yeah. So is that your standard road rage move?
Yes.
Guy gets out of the car after he tries to hit you with the car. Listen. Turn out the lights.
Hey, it works. It cools people off.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 23-year-old woman. The incident happened out in Victor. Police say this started as a minor road rage encounter with another woman, looked to be a pedestrian. That turned into what sounds like a major road rage encounter. Because police say the 23-year-old woman hit the other woman with her car. Even more insane, it says in the story the victim later went to the hospital. It sounds like she didn't or was not going to call the cops after someone allegedly hit her with the car. So you're not turning the other cheek, even though you already have done that. In fact, you spread them cheeks open after
I tore them cheeks up.
Kimmy, you said you could find it in yourself to not call the cops.
Like, I would struggle with it if I wasn't hurt, really. Like, do I want to deal with this? Like, is it worth the frustration?
What?
But, I think I would call the cops more just because this person thought that they could do that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
More like, this person's not going to get away with it.
I find it funny how neither of you are concerned that that person should be reported to the cops because they have it in them to hit someone else with their car.
That's why I would call, not so much what they did, but what they're capable of.
Okay. But you didn't say that until just now.
No, I did.
Okay. All right.
Because I said I might not be
hurt. I'm not thinking that deep. You're right. I'm thinking of just, you tried to kill me with your car.
Yeah, and then you're having sex with him and going about your way. Alicia writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Money, baby! I'd be calling the police and playing up the injuries.
What money you think broke down 23-year-old girl has? Where are you getting money?
Well, you go after the insurance company. That's what you do.
If they have it.
Okay. Here's the thing, Alicia, if you could not describe committing insurance fraud on our airwaves, that would be
money, baby.
That'd be awesome. So even better,
the
reason we are finding out about this story today and not last week, the 23-year-old woman that was accused of using her car as a weapon was just arrested yesterday.
Oh.
Now, the alleged incident happened June 10th, meaning, Kimmy, after 5 days of no consequences, this woman had to think she got away with it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would think like maybe she thought nobody knows who I am. Maybe nobody got my car, my license plate. So
pulled a fast one.
Very possible she thought she was in the clear.
Okay, so I want you to think about this.
Yeah.
Putting yourself in the head of this 23-year-old who allegedly hit someone else with her car.
Or maybe she thought that cops weren't called.
Okay, but that's what I mean.
Also
possible. Yeah. You would still have paranoia for a little while.
I would think.
I hope.
How long until that paranoia of somebody's going to be showing up at my front door with a badge and a nightstick goes away?
5 days, I would think I'm in the clear.
It seems short.
I mean, they haven't done anything about it. I think I'm cool.
A few days. I would give it almost like 2-3 days and you didn't hear anything.
A week.
So 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
And you think you're clear.
Yeah.
Might
do it again, say.
You drive that car around?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
In the same area?
Nobody reported it.
Okay, but somebody could see that car and be like, that's the one I watched hit that woman.
Meh.
Oh, I didn't understand you that you were using the meh defense. But Your Honor,
I'm rolling.
23-year-old kid here too.
Yeah.
May still live with her parents.
Oh, sure.
And I'm sure this woman, if the allegations are true, did not tell anyone she hit a stranger with her car.
Yeah.
There is no way when the cops come and arrest you to paint the story to your parents that you were not the aggressive psycho, right?
Yeah.
Like, no one could tell you a story where they hit a person outside of their car unarmed, and at the end you'd high-five and be like, yeah, you got them, right?
I mean, unless you're a whole family of hotheads.
But even a hothead in a not-hothead moment would go, oh,
yeah,
that was an overreaction.
I'm trying to think of a way you could explain it that would, like, unless you said, like, she wouldn't move from the front of my car, but even then, so it's like she wouldn't let me go anywhere, so I just started moving the car.
It was one of those Tiananmen Square moves where he's in front of the tank.
Kimmy doesn't know what that is.
I do, too.
She doesn't?
I said I do, too.
She says she does.
Okay. All right.
You already described it, so I can't ask.
Damn it.
No, but short of them having a law, I'm going to go.
You can't explain that away.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and assume that the law is going to side, even if the person is being a dick, with the person that is standing.
Oh, no,
I'm
the law. You're saying explaining it
somebody
to your family
else.
Or somebody
like
to
your
else.
Father. Yeah, you did the right thing, honey.
Yeah, like, and trying not to sound like a crazy person. Maybe that's how you'd paint the picture.
It is also surprising if there were witnesses, none of the witnesses. Maybe the witnesses did call the cops.
Yeah.
Who knows? Let me ask you a question.
What?
Let's say you're walking in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
You see a situation, road rage incident. 23-year-old girl hits another woman with her car. Doesn't, like, knock her down, knocks her sideways. Ow, she's holding her leg.
Yeah.
Are you calling the cops? As a witness.
Am I the only witness?
You don't know.
But there's, like, people around?
Maybe.
Probably not.
You would watch someone hit someone else with their
car.
Well,
you make it sound like it was like a paid event I went to.
You literally just said, of course I'd call the cops if they hit me. I'm going to not call the cops. You watch it happen, you're not calling.
Why did the person that got hit call?
They've been hit with a car. I don't know. They got other things going on.
I probably will not call.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
You calling the cops if you witness this happen?
If I witness it? Like, I'm the only one that sees what's going
on. Let's say you're the only one in the neighborhood.
I feel like I would have to.
Not really wanting to.
The person that, I would let that person make the decision first.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I would stick around and give my statement of what I saw.
Either, man.
But if that person that was involved in the incident doesn't call, then I guess, like, who am I to get them involved?
You should arrest the person who...
Yeah, but again, if the victim of this incident doesn't want to call the cops, and
yeah, it's really
not
my business.
All right, let's say you
want to do that for them.
All right, let's say you watch somebody shoot somebody else.
Shoot
them in the leg. Bang!
Like, what if that person is avoiding the cops for some reason? I don't want to be the one to like.
So if I see a shooting,
you see a shooting, shot in the leg. You go, oh my god, are you okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me call the cops. No, it's fine. You calling the cops?
No, yeah. No.
There's a guy walking around with a gun shooting people. He just shot somebody. And you're not going to call the cops. Well,
but yeah, maybe it was isolated. He just wanted him shot.
Even if that's the case, he shot him.
But I don't know why he shot him.
Does it matter why he shot him?
What if he was cheating with a fiance in Kentucky and they shot him?
Because he wasn't sleeping with him, calming down the situation. Turn out the light. Spread open.
I mean, I guess gun, yeah, I call it.
I guess. You guys are the worst people.
Well, gun would be scary, because gun, I don't think they could use on anybody.
I love that. When I'm in danger.
No, because, like, the road rage incident is between two people.
Right.
And, I'm letting the victim make the call.
The gun is also between two people.
Yeah, but what if that guy comes back with a gun for me now?
What if that guy comes back with a car for you? Stand here. I'm going to get my junker. You're not worth my Lexus.